So that in itself makes you say, wait a minute, wait a minute. Then how come you're aligning yourselves with people that do not have that as part of their, you know, belief?
Yes.
It's insane. Okay, and then the last thing I want to mention, and then I'll have you comment, answers from God's Word. How does God regard Israel? Answer, I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Now, how did all this Zion stuff get in the Bible?
Well, it was invented by the Zionists. As we said earlier, and I'm not sure how much of our previous discussion wasn't being broadcast, but as I said earlier, just to generally bring this up, the fact is that the Jewish people are imposters who do not have any blood relationship whatsoever to Jesus Christ, nor do they have any blood relationship to the Israelites of the Bible. By their own admission, if you read their literature, their in-house literature, which is not promoted to the public, but which they proffer among themselves, you have to be a real scholar to get at this stuff, okay? They admit that up to 95% of today's Jews are actually Ashkenazi Khazars who had not a single ancestor in Palestine and no Israelite ancestry whatsoever. They're not Hebrews, Shemites, Israelites, Judahites, or whatever. They are total imposters, and most of their authors, many of their secular authors, like Arthur Koestler, who wrote a book called The 13th Tribe, exposed the fact that 95% of today's Jews converted to Judaism as a religion, and they have no Shemitic blood whatsoever. So this is the greatest hoax ever invented by a religious deceiving group, such as the Rabbinate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I forget what your initial question was, because I wanted to set up the this roundabout explanation.
Well, basically, how did this whole Zion thing become encompassed? Well, you pretty much answered that. They have rewritten the Bible many times.
That's right.
And also,
to write themselves in.
Right.
In the place of Judah and Israel. Exactly.
Right.
That's
but the main thing is, you know, basically, it's a known fact that the Jews are still waiting for, you know, their salvation, their Messiah,
right.
Whatever.
They're
still
Messiah.
Waiting. I think
right.
It's going to be a serpent with very big fans.
That's right.
but the point is, how could Christians align themselves with this sect of predator psychopaths who does not think of Jesus as a Messiah? I mean, is that
yeah,
not...
Yeah, how could you do that?
Yeah, so can you answer that question?
Well, it's because the Christian world has been softened up by so much Antichrist propaganda. Because here we have a situation, again, this was prophesied in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that the people of Israel would be deceived. The gospel is full of statements, beware of deceivers. Be not deceived. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. The Christians pay no attention to these warnings and yet blindly follow the sermonizing of Joel Osteen, John Hagee, Joyce Meyer, and all the rest.
Oh, Creswell Dollar. Don't forget Creswell Dollar. I especially love him. Because these are the preachers that basically their message is, you know, put some money in the pot, send some money to our ministry, and you will be rewarded sevenfold. It's all
right.
About materialistic
yes.
stuff. Yeah.
And that's just another way of fleecing the Christians, right?
Right.
By making them donate to the Antichrist. All
right.
of these televangelists are simply agents for the devil. Every last one of them. They all have to bow the knee to the devil, that is the ADL, ATAC, the World Jewish Congress, the World Jewish Committee, whom Jesus said, ye are the children of the devil, and the lust of the devil will ye do. In Matthew, that's John chapter 8, verse 44. In Matthew chapter 23, he says, I accuse you of being guilty of the murder of all the prophets, from Zechariah, who is one of his in-laws, to Abel. So he's accusing their entire genealogy of being murderers and cutthroats, deceivers, liars, etc. Of course, the Judeo ministry will never quote these passages. They ignore these passages as if they did not exist. Why? Because they're working for the devil. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul prophesied the fact that in the end times, just before the second coming of Christ, and that we're in that time right now, he says that the Christians would fall under tremendous delusion, and they would, because of deceivableness. What does that mean? It's gullibility. Because why? Because they love not the truth. So if you don't love the truth, and you go around, in fact, patting yourself on the back that you're saved, but all you have to do to be saved is believe in some fictitious Jesus without having to obey his law, right? That's what these Christians believe. There's no more law. The law's been done away with. This is the garbage that is being promoted by the televangelists today. It's all nonsense. It has nothing to do with Scripture. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul tells us that the world there would be a great falling away. This is referred to as the great apostasy by the Christians themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
led by the liars.
Right, the lying cult bastards.
Yeah, I want to bring up another one of my favorites, Billy Graham. Down here in North Carolina, I mean, we have a whole parkway dedicated to him. And although he's in a wheelchair, slobbering on himself, somehow he manages to write a daily column in the Charlotte Observer. And one of the most disturbing that I read on July 16th, the title is, It's Never Too Late to Turn to Christ. Somebody allegedly asked him, do you believe it's possible for someone to reject God all their lives, live like the devil, then at the last minute believe in Jesus and be saved? And this is what Billy the Mason's answer is. It's never too late for us to turn to Christ, because God has promised to forgive anyone who honestly turns to him in repentance and faith. At the same time, the Bible repeatedly warns us not to delay turning to Christ because life is uncertain, an accident or sudden health crisis may intervene, and we may not have an opportunity to turn to him. So the translation of this to me is that John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Jerry Sandusky, as they're, murdering him in prison, which I'm sure they will do, as they breathe their last breath, they can ask to be forgiven, and they'll go to heaven. And so people who have tried to do good their whole lives will go to heaven and meet Jeffrey Dahmer.
So
how does that work? I mean, is there no line in the sand that one crosses that does not basically, say that you will not go to heaven? You will go to hell.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Please expound on that,
because
that's a really big one.
Surely, Jesus Christ tells us that those who refuse to repent, and Billy Graham does not deal with the issue of those who refuse to repent, okay? His answer really ignores that issue entirely, okay? And the fact that it's never too late doesn't mean that a lot of people never bother, right? John Wayne converted on his deathbed. Was it a sincere conversion? Or was he just scared, right? It was not a sincere conversion. And this is one of the myths that the Judeo-Christians believe about Jewry, that they will all suddenly convert and repent and turn to Christ. No, that's not going to happen. Because in the book of Revelation, at the very end, it says, if thou be wicked, remain wicked. If thou be good, remain good. Because after this point in time, there will be no coming to the good. You will be judged. Jesus says he will cut you asunder if you are an evildoer. Go ahead.
When does he cut you asunder? That's my whole point. Are you cut asunder after you're involved in sacrificing and eating children? Or can you repent of that as well? Can you say, whoops, I guess I did a bad thing? Because let me just tell you, this is another part of it. I confess, I've done a lot of shows on religion, and I confessed on one of my shows that when I was in kindergarten, I stole a piece of bubble gum. Now, I felt so guilty about stealing the piece of bubble gum that I went to the store person, and I told him what I'd done, and I paid for the gum, and he forgave me.
Yeah.
Forgave me. After I mentioned that on a show, some Christian contacted me and actually told me that God would look upon my stealing that piece of gum the same as he would look upon the sin of mass genocide.
Oh, wow.
And that was another moment. I was like, okay, well, now I see why I start to recruit any warriors for truth because, stealing a piece of bubble gum. Okay, go ahead.
Well, here, let me go into 2 Thessalonians and see what it says. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. And I remember this is contemporaneous. And this is right after the crucifixion of Christ. The mystery of iniquity does already work. The Antichrist is here already. He knows who will let and he be taken out of the way. So he's saying, well, the evil ones will be temporarily taken out of the way, okay? And then they will be given power in the last days. That's what he's talking about here. Verse 8. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So these people aren't going to be forgiven. They're going to be destroyed. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and here's what I mentioned earlier, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, in them that perish. So, what causes sin? Sin causes death. Those people who delude themselves into believing that sinners will not be judged is totally wrong. Absolutely wrong. Okay?
Well, and of course, this brings us to another enigma for me. As I'm always searching, I'm always searching for the truth, and it's very hard for me to understand why all this evil is being allowed to occur in the first place.
Right. Right.
And of course, I have a column here from Mason Billy where somebody asked him, why doesn't God end evil? And he states that evil doesn't come from God. He didn't create it. He doesn't cause it. Evil comes and sent from the evil one who's absolutely opposed to God.
Yes.
Fine. But then he says, the Bible assures us that God has already done something about evil. He sent his only son into the world to defeat it. When Jesus died on the cross and then rose again from the dead, he confronted the powers of death and evil and hell and defeated them. Well, I got a problem with that statement. He obviously didn't defeat evil because we live in hell. Okay?
Yeah,
and nothing's happening. It's not getting better.
Well, this is another false interpretation of the scriptures by the Judeo-Christians. They're totally missing the two advents. The first advent is as the Lamb of God, as the Redeemer of Israel, as the last Passover sacrifice. Okay? That was accomplished at the first advent. At the second advent, he will come to destroy his enemies. So there's a 2,000-year period between the first and second advents in which we, as Christians, must learn what evil is, who causes it, why are they doing it, and react appropriately as overcomers, not as the lollipop Christians that inhabit the pews of churchianity today. Okay?
Well, I would comment that they do it, these psychopathic Zionists do evil because that is in their nature.
That's right.
Like basically, a scorpion stings because that's in its nature. Okay, so that's self-evident to me.
Yes.
What I'm having a problem with is, in this discussion of free will, they always say, well, we have free will. Well, the people that are innocent don't have free will. They're being vaccinated, fluoridated, aspartame. Their minds are being destroyed with psychotropic drugs. And the predators that are killing them, stealing their children, and doing everything else, apparently they're the only ones that have free will. Now, how does that work?
Well, there's three different types of, the way that we interact with Yahweh, there's three different ways. Number one, that he punishes us for our transgressions. okay? And that's easy to understand. The Old Testament and the New Testament constantly talk about how Yahweh punished the Israelites for their transgressions against his law, okay? There's a second reason for inflicting tribulation upon us, and that is to test our resolve, okay? This is the story of Job. Job had all kinds of afflictions cast upon him, including losing his entire family and having diseases and boils upon his body, etc., etc. And he was being severely tested by Yahweh to see if he would come through this and understand that he has to come out of this a stronger person and a stronger Christian to do his will and exemplify his will before the world, okay?
Wait, let me just comment. Okay. And so that's the reason why we don't have more people like us, okay? Because when that's the deal, okay, you're going to lose your family, you're going to lose everything you have, you're going to have boils all over your body, you're going to suffer indeterminately, and if you keep saying, thank you, Yahweh, then basically you'll eventually, you know, get some kind of a reward. That's kind of strange in my book.
Well, that's what the Bible says. And Jesus himself says that rejoice in tribulation because your salvation draws nigh. You see, it's all an end. There's an end zone. Let's say we're at a football game and we're driving toward the end zone, right?
It's Dr. Colley, excuse me, could I pop in for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Hi. I was just, hello, Pastor James. I'm Bill.
Hi, Bill.
I just wanted to comment along what you're saying, Pastor, and that is this. My life has been hell.
Okay.
I've gone through hell, and just like probably everybody else who's listening to the show, but that doesn't deter me. I always say this. Give me 80 years of hell, if that's what I have to have, for I am promised a kingdom, and the kingdom is eternal, and that's what I aspire for. Okay, that's all.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Bill.
Yeah, okay, I personally don't enjoy my suffering, suffering nonstop for 15 years.
No.
And like I said, the point I'm trying to make is that when you're given the deal, okay, you have to allow yourself to be tortured. And that is your entrance into the kingdom.
Right.
You know, I don't get that. You know, basically the way I look at things, common sense tells me if you do the right thing, if you treat others the way you would want to be treated, if you do your best to always do the right thing, then basically...
Well, that's if you're in company of angels and good people, not demons. Demons will never punish good with good. Demons punish good with bad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all being allowed. And see, this is what I always get back to. This is what I'm always looking for an answer to. Why is evil being allowed? I can't get anybody to answer that question.
Well, okay, as I just began saying...
Right. You're saying it's a test. We have to be tested.
Right.
Okay.
And we have to look at the big picture of why all of this is happening, not just why is evil happening to me in my life personally. The Bible guarantees that if we obey his laws, he will protect us from disease, from our enemies. He will protect us. The problem is, we're not obeying his laws. Okay?
Wait a minute. I have to disagree with that.
Okay.
He is not protecting us from disease. The psychopaths are dropping rabies from planes.
Right.
They're getting ready to force all people in all countries to be inoculated with a bioweapon of bird flu and rabies. How is he protecting us from that?
Well, again, there's an if. If we obey his laws, he will honor us. But we, in the world today, we have become so worldly, the top of the show says, we have become so Judaized and worldly. Judaism is a worldly religion. And we're only concerned about what's happening in this life. We're forgetting the big picture of why all this is happening and how it all began. Right? It's beginning with the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Pastor James, one example of that, Pastor James, is we don't even obey the Ten Commandments. Heck, most Christians don't even understand what the commandments are. Like, for instance, do not commit adultery. That doesn't mean don't shag your neighbor's bimbo blonde bombshell. That means something entirely different.
Right.
Okay, I want to get back to the biological weapons thing.
Okay.
Because Pastor Eli, and I'm not trying to,
cause
you a problem. I'm honestly looking for answers, because I can assure you that I am not the only one asking these questions.
That's right.
You said
that's right.
That we will be protected. Basically, here in hell, we're given a choice. Would you like to be stabbed in the back or shot in the head? Okay?
Right.
You can refuse to be vaccinated. You can refuse to allow your children to be vaccinated. You will be put in a FEMA camp. You will lose your children. Those are our options.
Right, right. Well, Jesus told the apostles, I send you out as sheep among wolves.
Right.
He told us how difficult this is going to be. The Judeo-Christian world today is saying, oh, it's easy. Don't know he doesn't believe in Jesus, and you'll be saved. The Bible says no such thing. It says no such thing. So what Yahweh is doing, he is testing our mettle to determine who is going to be in his administration after the judgment day. Okay? And the Bible clearly says that Jesus, the government will be on his shoulder. But as you pointed out earlier, it's not on his shoulders yet. The world is, Paul says, Satan is the prince of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So when Christians finally stop deluding themselves that this is the best there is, right? Then and that's pretty much the way they're behaving. So we're all saved, so we don't have to obey the law. None of this hard truth coming from Scripture. We don't have to concern ourselves with that. We're already saved. Now, of course, every one of us has different trials in our lives. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I went through a year of hell watching people around me die and get blown to bits. And believe me, my faith was tested during that era, too. And it took me quite a long time to realize that there is this overall plan that let me put it this way, Dr. Colley, since you're in medicine, let me put it this way. When Lucifer rebelled against Yahweh, and drew a third of the angels of heaven with him, which is told to us in Revelation chapter 12, that created what I would call an autoimmune disease. In which, now how do you cure an autoimmune disease when it's infecting the immune system itself? You can't cut the immune system out. You have to initiate a process by which the infection must be recognized and dealt with by the, correct me if I'm wrong, the white blood cells. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is, whenever you have an immune infection, an autoimmune infection, a lot of the immune cells, the immune system, doesn't recognize the invading enemy as an invading parasite or germ. And what happens is, this invading parasite is so intelligent that it actually gets the immune system to attack its own body.
Yes.
That's what the Jews are doing to us.
Hey, that's an excellent analogy. I agree.
Amen.
Okay. And let me just bring it to the next level of how insane this is, because there's another column in my local paper, Voices of Faith, and on July 14th, they asked the question, do any scriptures apply to all situations? And I love it when they have rabbis comment.
All right.
And this is what a rabbi from... Rabbi Mark Levin from Congregation Beth Torah in Overland Park, Kansas, said,
right.
Do what is right. Deuteronomy 6:4, hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And Leviticus says, love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
Now, it's really funny that they would say things like that. They never mention the Talmud, which
right.
is the opposite of love your neighbor as yourself. Because
exactly
if your neighbor
right.
is a goy, then the instruction
right.
is kill it, steal from it, take everything it's got. Okay?
Right. It says, Bible says, Luke 12:1, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
Pastor Eli, it's even simpler for me.
Okay.
The the Jews, the Edomites back then, denied Christ. They killed Christ. The last one I'm going to listen to about anything about Christ is from them.
That's right. They killed him, and they pretend that he was a Jew in order to... Now, this is really funny. Okay, so let's say Al Capone murdered his brother, okay? And people say, well, Al Capone, that was really horrible, but since it was your brother, it's okay with us. Right? That's the kind of logic that they're using on us. You know, the fact, if Jesus was in fact a Jew, that doesn't absolve the Jews of what they did, and it doesn't make them any better than what they are.
And furthermore, Pastor Eli, those Edomite Jewish Pharisees, scribes, and elders who killed Christ,
mm-hmm.
and they also killed Abel, guess what? The descendants of those who killed Christ, I assert, are the same ones who are in charge today, looking to do the same thing to us now. This is a battle. This is a battle from the womb of Rebecca. This is a battle between the descendants of Esau against the descendants of Jacob.
Right on the money. That's what the Bible is talking about. The evil son Esau and his congregation, which is the synagogue of Satan, the Edomite Jews, who have taken the world by usury and had all kinds of evil conspiracies from their B'nai B'rith and ADL and what have you. We've got four Jewish Supreme Court justices, and not even American understands it, except those of us who are looking for the truth. Here again, you have to have a love for the truth in order to be able to comprehend these things. All other people in the Old Testament, Daniel says, only the wise shall understand.
Well, and
one
thing I want you to explain to the listeners, and I've talked to Bill about this as well, and he's helped me understand, because I read the Bible once, and there was so much hypocrisy in there.
That's right.
You know, even though I said prayers to help me understand, I came out of it saying, this does not make sense. It does not
make sense.
So let me just say, the first thing I want you to address, you already stated that Jesus was not a Jew. I want to underline that, put it in a large font. Go to your pastors and priest people, ask them that question, was Jesus a Jew?
Right. And if they say yes, then you know that the pastors are lying to you.
That's right.
So that's when you take your money out of the collection plate and get out of their spending.
But the other thing I wanted
you to explain to the listeners, because this is even above the Jesus is a Jew lie, is this whole idea of Israel, as it's mentioned in the Bible and the 12 tribes and that, they're not talking about the Jews.
No, of course not.
Please explain who they're talking about.
Okay, well, this is a very difficult subject because the deception is very subtle, okay? So I have to go back to the Old Testament where in the Hebrew, the word often translated as Jew from the Hebrew is Yehudi, which simply means Judah or the tribe of Judah. Okay? Well, the Masoretic text was the source of the King James translation of the Old Testament. The Masoretic text, all scholars know, is a redaction of the original Hebrew Old Testament by the rabbinical deceivers who insinuated themselves because after 70 A.D., when the temple was destroyed, the Christians fled. There was the Judahite Christians, not Jewish Christians. There's no such thing as a Jewish Christian. The Judahite Christians, those of the tribe of Judah, fled, okay? Later, the Jews themselves fled, too, because it was really the Jews, the Edomite Jews, who were the target of the Roman army, because they're the ones who were causing all the trouble. The Judahite Christians were not the ones causing the trouble. It was the Edomite Jews who were causing all the trouble. So whenever you see the word Jew in the Old Testament, note that it comes from the Hebrew word Yehudi, which means Judah. And those Judahites never, never had anything to do with the Edomite Judeans until John Hyrcanus, in the year 121 B.C., made a pact with the Edomites and began circumcising them. Now, the book of Deuteronomy clearly says, chapter 7, make no covenants with Edomites, with Canaanites. We are not to have anything to do with them, as Paul says in Second Corinthians chapter 7. We're not, 6 rather, we're not to have, take company of unbelievers. Who are the world's greatest unbelievers? The Jews. So why are you keeping company with the Antichrist when the Bible clearly says we're not to do so? Okay? So, in the New Testament, the word Jew is the false translation of the word Judean. The word Judean comes from the Greek Judeos, which simply means citizen of a country, resident of a country. It does not have anything to do with race or religion, okay? So, the word Jew is falsely inserted in there to make us believe that it's still talking about the same tribe of Judah, which it is not, okay?
It's an equivocation. It's an equivocation. It's an equivocation. And also, Pastor James, when you were talking about John Hyrcanus, he was the last legal, rightful heir under the throne of David. And what I think it was King Herod did was he killed Hyrcanus, he killed his rightful heirs, and he killed the entire court, and he usurped himself by bribing Caesar to become the king of Judea, and then he also got rid of, he took over the religious aspect by getting rid of all the priests, and he brought in his Babylonian Talmudic priest to take over the priesthood. So back then, they did the same thing as they did now. They took over their religion, they took over the politics, they took over the money. Back then, just like today.
That's a very complicated era of history. I cover that on my website. There's no other website in the world that actually covers this history. This is why the Apocrypha has been removed from the Bible and why no one ever talks about the intertestamental period between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New, because that history proves that the Israelites were doing their utmost to fight off the Edomite Jews and the surrounding other people, such as the Arabs and the Samaritans, and try to maintain their culture separate from those people. Okay? So when John Hyrcanus made this pact with Herod's father, Antipater, that paved the way for the Jewish subversion of the house of Judah, just as the Jews have insinuated themselves into our country, America, today, and have taken over our country, just as they did in ancient Judea. They trick us by claiming to be us, and we give them homage. Right? The devil has tricked us into worshiping himself in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay, and let me just state, I'm getting a message from the board of to tell callers to wait for the phone lines to be open. We're getting a lot of phone calls, and I do want to open the phone lines, but we have to get a little bit more of the discussion out there. But you can send your questions to the board ops in the chat room. And one of the questions that we're getting is, and this is kind of online in what you two are talking about, because, see, you've already lost me. I'm so busy trying to document and investigate the bioweapons that are being used against the people. I do not have time to get into all of this.
Right.
And that's the reason that I go to people like you and Bill to try to help learn what I need to know. But one of the questions we're getting is, if there is 1,000 types of churches, how can they think they are all correct?
Well, they're right. They aren't. And because of what we've been, Paul prophesied this. In fact, it's even worse. Jesus Christ himself predicted that just before he returns, he would be so disgusted with his own churches that he would vomit them out of his mouth. I will spew thee out of my mouth are his exact words with reference to the church of Laodicea, which is the seventh in the progression of prophetic churches in the book of Revelation. He said, you are lukewarm. You Christians, my people, you are so lukewarm that I will spew thee out of my mouth. And that's talking about the utter lack of faith that is occurring in the churches today. So in answer to that person's question, is that all of these denominations, every single one of these denominations who violates his laws and does not have the faith, that is the practice. The word faith in the Old Testament comes from practice. It doesn't mean mere belief. And it certainly can never mean just believing in Jesus. That's kind of a love affair that modern Christians have with Jesus, right? But he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. How many Christians are doing that today?
Well, heck, a lot of the Christians... a lot, Pastor James, a lot of the Christians don't even know what the real commandments are.
Right, yeah, they say the Old Testament is obsolete. We don't need the Old Testament.
Okay, and I just have to interject here. Whenever I hear that word belief, I have a big problem with the word belief.
Right.
There is a lie in the middle of the word belief.
Right.
And when you use the word belief, people say, okay, you believe this, I believe in Santa Claus, let's agree to disagree. That's
right.
Why I always use the
right.
word no, because
mm-hmm.
you can know the truth, and
that's
it
right.
doesn't involve just reading the Bible, it involves
yeah.
detoxifying yourself, learning about
right.
discernment, and understanding that
exactly.
there are ways to know the truth, and you must
right.
follow the truth, no matter what
okay.
the persecution well, is that you undergo.
Okay. Yeah, that's
go
how
ahead.
He said the magic word, no. Jesus
yeah.
said in John 8, chapter 8, verse 33, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Okay? In other words,
well,
you will know how you have been deceived, and once you know how you have been deceived, that knowledge will set you free.
Well, I would add acting on the truth will set
right.
you free.
Right, oh, for sure.
And knowing it's not going to do a darn thing.
No, you have,
okay.
to act, you have to act upon what you know. If you sit there like a bump on a log, like most of these Judeo-Christians have been trained to do, waiting to be raptured, they're going to find out that Jesus Christ is going to confront them and say, what have you done for me lately? And he says to them, I will judge you. I will
if I may,
you.
If I may interject, you, Pastor Eli, Christians are not going to know the true truth if they are getting their lies from the 501c3 tax-exempt
right.
corporate
that's
churches.
Right.
The pastors, the priests, the reverends up at those pulpits are liars. And if you
right.
want to know the truth, you're going to have to study to show yourself
yeah.
approved.
Yeah.
And
right.
as Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Right.
Being a student doesn't mean you sit there and let them pump the stuff straight into your mind. You do
yeah.
the work yourself.
That's right. And that's
as a matter of fact, here in North Carolina, I'm in the middle of the Bible Belt. I can't find a Christian church that doesn't have the word Zion in it someplace.
Right.
And what are they doing in these churches? They're having vaccine clinics.
Yes.
So that's one of the first things I would encourage yes. all the listeners to take note of. If your pastor is telling you that Jesus was a Jew and then he's telling you to roll up your arm and get a vaccine, you better get out of there fast.
Yeah, and they're going to put the mark of the beast in that. They got developed a tiny little microchip that they're planning on putting in those injection bottles.
They're
files.
Already doing it.
They're already doing it? Okay.
Yes.
It's
mm-hmm.
so small, they can keep track of you. That's the mark of the beast, folks.
And Dr. Carley, if I may go back to a point that you brought up before about, you know, how all the children are, like, don't have a chance coming out of the chutes. You know, like the children who are getting the fluoride pumped into them, the vaccines. You know, all these maniacal inventions from the devil that are killing our children. That also goes back to your point of what you said about parents. Most parents today are not doing their job with their children. It is just like the way parents. The way parents, so many parents are today is like they just put their little sheep out into the woods and then they just think that everything's going to be okay. No, there are wolves out there and the wolves are looking to destroy your babies.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and I agree with you, but the problem I have with that statement is you're blaming the victim. Because the way
I'm saying the parents are supposed to be, they're the ones who have been given the gifts of their children. They're the ones who got to take care of them.
Okay, I had my son, I believed the propaganda I learned in medical school. He got all his vaccines, he was
right.
brain damaged, and
mm-hmm.
that's how I learned what I know today. Am
right.
I to be
yes.
blamed for vaccines?
No, you're supposed to be a horn to everyone else so they don't go through that.
Right,
okay.
that's what you're doing now.
Right, but I want to bring it back to another level, because
okay.
this is what I wish, and I hope that you're also telling your listeners, because Pastor Eli and I want you to give out information on how people can access your radio shows as well. But
right.
let's go beyond just getting them vaccinated. Parents
oh, yeah.
should not be having their children in hospitals. They should not be getting Social Security numbers. They should not be getting birth certificates because this is what puts the custody of their children into the hands of the beaks.
Parents also should not have their children in public schools. The most dangerous place in the world for a child is a public school in America.
And now movie theaters, right?
But my point is, if they get back to basics, if they have their children at home, which is becoming increasingly difficult, they're actually, you know, charging midwives for doing home births. Here in North Carolina, it's illegal for a midwife to do a home birth, okay? But that's what you have to do. Have your children at home. Don't get a birth certificate. Don't get a Social Security number.
Right.
Don't put them into the satanic system.
Obviously, don't send them
to school because they're going to go there and learn how to put condoms on bananas. They're going to get vaccinated without your consent or knowledge. And they're going to learn nothing but propaganda.
Well, my response to that is those people who have been innocently deceived and are victims of this whole situation, Yahweh says he only judges people according to their sins, according to the evil deeds they have done. Obviously, if you have done something by deception, number one, this is what happened to Eve. If somebody tells you to drive off a cliff, whether you know that you're doing it or not, doesn't matter. You're going to fall off that cliff. The important thing, we have to learn the lesson not to be so gullible and deceivable by the Antichrist. And this is a tough, tough lesson. Most Christians don't want to believe there is even evil in the world, and they have compromised with it.
Well, that's what I always say. The main problem that people like us have is that people of conscience cannot even conceive of the level of evil that we're dealing with.
That's right.
And I also tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself.
Check it out.
And people that call me that have children and they're saying, well, I have to get my child vaccinated to go to school, blah, blah, blah. And my response to those people is, when I was in your boat, I had no knowledge of anything.
Right.
You obviously do have knowledge because you're calling me and you know my work. So if you allow your children to be vaccinated just to make it easier for you, that you don't have to deal with the system, then you are evil. These people should not be parents, and they are going to get exactly what they deserve.
Yeah, capitulation to evil is not good. Jesus said you are either for me or against me.
And Jeremiah said we are to resist evil even unto death.
Right, and so did James. James says resist evil and the devil will flee from you. Okay? So we have, again, getting back to that question, the fact is all these denominations have been working overtime to, in order to bring people into the churches, in order to put butts in the pews, they have watered down the gospel, made it palatable to people who do not love the truth and who refuse to obey his laws, and that's Judeo-Christianity.
Lukewarm Christians.
That's right, lukewarm Christians. Yes.
Well, they're not even Christians because they're,
no, they're not.
The Antichrist.
No, they're not. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Let me just, are we getting ready for a break at the top of the hour here? Or?
Well, I was going to keep going. If you need a break, we can take a break.
So let me, I need to take a break, but let me just finish with this quotation. This is 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So if you're not keeping his commandments, you don't even know him.
And that I put something together. I'm not taking credit for it. It just came to me. And that is this, that the language of heaven is truth.
Right. Very good.
Truth.
Yes.
Truth
is
the
language of this world, that's for sure.
Right?
Hate this world.
Well,
why do we tell us to hate this world? Because the world hates them.
Yeah. truth is true, Pastor. And then those who deny the truth, those who call truth hate, are liars. And they are of the synagogue of Satan. There's only two powers, truth and the lie. You cannot serve.
Exactly.
And everyone has to choose which master they're going to serve.
And that's a very good point, because Eve fell for the deception in the garden because, she was too soft-hearted to stand up for the truth. That's the same problem that Christians have today. They're too soft-hearted and mushy-brained to read the scriptures for themselves. Paul said, read the scriptures. Know them. Understand them. To show thyself approved.
Yes.
How many Christians read the script? None of them.
No, they were told.
Listen to their pulpit pastors.
That's right, and they were told about the Old Testament. As they bow down, that's the Jewish book.
Yes, right. Okay, Dr. Charlie, I have to take a break, and I think Heinz Blumsteyer is waiting to call in as well.
Yeah, I have a few more things I want to discuss before we bring him on. But
okay, why don't you continue without me, and I'll be right back.
No, because I want you to hear what I say. So, Lord Ops, if we could have a little music interlude. I know we're having all kinds of problems for obvious reasons. But if you could just give Pastor Eli James a chance to get a glass of water or whatever and count us back down. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about What's Ailing the World, Judaized Christianity, with my special guest, Pastor Eli James, and we have Bill calling in as well. A client and somebody who's become a good friend of mine who's tried to help me with some of these questions because he actually studies with Pastor Eli. And while we were off, you were talking, Pastor Eli. Well, first of all, I would like you to tell the listeners where they can access your internet radio show. But then you were mentioning how you've been excluded from Blog Talk. Go ahead.
I used to have a show on Blog Talk Radio. It lasted for about a year. Until the Blog Talk kicked me off. And the reason why was because I had done several shows about the Holy Hoax, or I call it the Hoaxacost, another huge Jewish lie, that 6 million Jews were gassed and then burned in ovens and all this sort of thing. There's absolutely no proof of that whatsoever. Blog Talk Radio sent me a note saying, we're kicking you off because you violated the terms. So, and I said, show me which terms that I violated, because all I've been doing is telling the truth about a hoax, right? And but Blog Talk Radio is owned by Jews, and so they could not tolerate, somebody, exposing one of the biggest, thought crimes. That's what it is. The Holy Hoax is a thought crime.
Wait a minute. Pastor Eli. Tell me something that's not owned by Jews, okay? They are 2% of the population.
Right.
They own all of medicine, courts, governments.
Right.
We have now our Traitors Congress passing H.R. 4133 that binds the U.S. to Israel and their war agenda. I mean, what isn't owned by the Jews? As a matter of fact, let me just say, I was kicked off Republic Broadcasting a couple of years ago, and I wasn't really talking too much about the Jews at that point, although I do regularly talk about the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and my favorite part of the protocols is the last sentence in the 10th protocol. For anybody who believes that this is not truth, these protocols were not written to tell us exactly what they're doing. Ask yourself if this is not exactly what's happening. And this is what it says. It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by the way, by want, so that the boys see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty and money and all else. In that one sentence, they're telling us exactly what's going on.
Right, and Henry Ford said, he was asked to comment on the protocols. Most people don't know. He put a copy of the protocols in the back seat of every Model A Ford that he put on the market, right? And he was asked to comment. And he said, all I know is that what's in the protocols is happening, and it's being done by the people who I know who are Jews.
Right.
Okay? So, and then, in addition, there's nothing in the protocols that conflicts with the Talmud.
Right.
It's totally consistent with the Talmud.
Dr. Carley, Pastor Eli, there is one thing that the Jews don't own. They don't know it. They never touched it, and it'll never be theirs. That is the truth. They don't
That's
own
right.
the truth.
There you go. Right.
Well,
there's no truth in them. That's what Jesus said with regard to these people in John chapter 8. You are the children of the devil. He was a liar from the beginning, and there is no truth in him. So anybody who... Yeah.
And one of my most amazing experiences to learn that was my 7 years and seven courts trying to save my only son from the psychopaths that are destroying him. And they have all these techniques in court. They can refuse to allow evidence onto the record. They
yes.
can basically deem somebody immune, even if corrupt, malicious, or incompetent. The courts is where it's most obvious as
yes.
to what they have done. And, of course... The courts
right.
are what is allowing all of these other mass murderers
yes.
to do everything they're doing.
The courts have been Judaized, no doubt about it. I was on the Anna Spingola show a week ago Friday, and a Jewish guy from New York City called in, and he agreed with everything I was saying about Judaism and Jewry, and then he said the world has been Jew-jacked. Right.
So apparently, wait a minute. Because, see, this is very interesting. I actually do have some friends that are Jewish that definitely have a conscience. And what I realized is that the mutation process, you see, they're trying to mutate people to become chimeras, half
That's
animal,
right.
half beast,
That's
to
right.
basically lose their moral center. But it works both ways because there are Jewish people who have had some kind of a mutation where they've gotten a conscience.
Right. Well, that, in their mind, in the Kahila's mind, those would be considered the lesser brethren.
Lesser brethren, and also they will excommunicate you from the fold if you truly convert. A lot of Mahanos who falsely convert, but if you truly convert, then they consider you as a non-existent.
Well,
but,
don't you consider that caller into Deanna Spingola's show as somebody who was telling the truth?
Yes, he was. That's
so
exactly
whether
right.
he converted or not, he's telling the people.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
He's very upset with the situation as we are. And
right.
there are many Jews. And many Jews see that handwriting on the wall that the Jewish leadership is leading Jewry as a whole to a vast repercussion. What's it called? Not a flashback, but, you know, when people react against...
Blowback?
Pardon?
Blowback? Blowback?
Collateral
damage?
I would say a real Holocaust.
That's
a
right.
real
a
Holocaust.
Real Holocaust. Absolutely.
Right. Where they're
okay.
going to say, okay, you friggin' predator, psychopathic beast.
Right.
Okay,
right.
you have to be neutralized. And
that's right.
I am a person of, nonviolence. I won't even kill an insect unless
yeah.
it threatens myself or my critters.
Right.
But these people are dangerous,
right.
okay? And
right.
they have to be neutralized.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Carley, Haim Buhlzeier is patiently waiting. You know,
yeah, I know he
to...
is. Okay, before we bring him on, I just
okay.
have two questions from listeners.
Okay.
Somebody's asking you, the Queen is the head of state for North America. Attached to her is the law of the Pentateuch.
Pentateuch.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, that's talking about the British Crown taking over America after the Revolutionary War, after the War of 1812. The 14th Amendment, that's very complicated stuff. We could devote a whole show to that. But in essence, the Britain and the bankers who run Britain have been attempting to take over America ever since the Revolutionary War ended, right? And they succeeded at the end of the Civil War, which they actually precipitated by supporting both sides and making sure there would be a war so that America would exhaust itself in a civil war, right, from the protocols, right? And that's a long story, but that's essentially what happened. Okay.
Okay. And that just goes to show how educated our listeners are, because I have no clue what that's about.
Right.
But like
that's
you
a,
said,
a very
that, that's
complicated
another...
legal subject. Yes.
Okay. And then we're getting a question from Zeet. Pastor Eli, please talk about the deception of the Manchurian candidate to take away our guns.
Okay, well, we talked about that yesterday when I called into your show yesterday, and there's no doubt in my mind, anybody who's been following the conspiracy, and there is a conspiracy, folks, don't let anybody, if somebody asks you, you know, your conspiracy theory, well, just point them to building number 7. And why is it that the media withheld any information about building number 7 for 9 whole years before finally admitting it, as Barbara Walters did? Tell me there's no conspiracy. Okay.
Right. Well, I talk about conspiracy. Wait a minute. Let me just give you some verbal weapons. When somebody calls me a conspiracy theorist, I say, no, I'm a conspiracy realist because I can prove everything I say. And, of course, the word conspiracy just means basically, you know, plans made behind the scenes, you know.
Right.
Pull back the curtain. See what the wizard is up to.
Yeah,
okay? They're not going to tell us. Yeah, they're not going to tell us that their agenda is to decrease the population by 90%, steal everything we have and poison the entire planet.
Yeah, Al Capone is not going to reveal his strategy to the city of Chicago, right?
I have to say, I actually view the mafia as having higher morals than these monsters. Because at least if you make a payoff to the mafia, they're going to protect you, okay?
These villains will kill you even if you make a payoff.
Exactly.
If they have no more use for you, they will liquidate you, as they did with the Bolsheviks.
Okay.
Because communism is a Jewish conspiracy against the Christian world.
Okay, and please tell the listeners where they can access your internet radio shows.
Yes. I have a talk show program. And the accesstalkshoe.com. I have 2 programs active. Just punch in the numbers 22187 and 30258. Those will give you the descriptions of my shows and when they're scheduled, okay? And I usually do a show right now at this point in time, 22187, Voice of Christian Israel, but I preempted that so I could be on your show. And then my website, 2 websites, www.anglo-saxonsisrael.com. Please read Jesus Was Not a Jew. People have said, how is that possible? That's ridiculous. Jesus is a Jew. And then they read the article and they find out that they were wrong. Okay? And at killthebank.net, and that has all kinds of information about the Jewish banksters and how they have been destroying and manipulating and robbing, stealing and cheating us through their banking operations for the last 2,500 years.
Yeah, and of course we just had this LIBOR scandal coming out, which actually the Fed has known about for 4 years, where this the scheme by the international banksters to rig a key global interest rate used in contracts worth trillions of dollars was going on. And now, 4 years later, it's being revealed. But, of course, nobody's going to go to jail. That's how it works.
Right.
But just talk about, you mentioned that site, TalkShoe. You have to spell it because,
it's like TalkShoe, but the last letter is an E instead of a W. TalkShoe.com.
Okay. All right. And I just want to mention something. The way I've developed a way to view all of this that's helped me. And Bill was talking about, you know, God being truth. And the way I look at it, there's a frequency of truth. It actually has a frequency. And I've come to think of things, you know, they talk about the 9 circles of hell. Well, I'm viewing a 9 circles of heaven. And the more truth you have, the more higher your frequency is. And as your frequency increases, you're able to access certain truths, and that's how I got my diagrams. So I know that's truth.
Yeah, the Bible says that as long as you are moral, if you obey His laws, call upon His name, He will bless you with gifts. Okay, and you will get intuitive insight into things that you never understood before. Okay, obviously this in your case, my case, and Bill's case. This case sometimes takes many years to accomplish. You have to be devoted to the truth. Why does Paul say that these people are so easily deceived? Because they do not love the truth.
Right. And you have to go through lots of suffering in the meantime, and that's what makes it very difficult. But,
it makes it difficult, but the rewards at the end of all this will be eternal life as Jesus promises us. Okay?
Because the only thing that lasts forever, that is eternal,
that
is truth.
That's right.
Lies are illusion, and lies go to hell with the liars.
This world will pass away, but my sayings will last forever.
Right. But suffering through hell is another thing that makes it very difficult.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We could do a show just on that subject, if you want. Okay?
Okay. We have your associate, Hein, on the line from South Africa. Could you please introduce him, Pastor Eli?
Okay, yes. Hein Boonzeyer. I refer to him as Boon for short, because it's a very difficult South African name to spell and pronounce. But Hein is the representative of the South African Boer people who are being genocided as we speak, and this has been happening ever since the ANC took over the country. It's happening in Zimbabwe and other countries. In fact, it's happening here in America, too. White people are being targeted for violence, black flash mobs and other incidents which the news media absolutely refuses to cover. So in South Africa, the Boer farmers, and the word Boer, as I understand, something means farmer in their language, are being destroyed, being murdered, being hacked to pieces by these black-run regimes who are determined to get rid of white people.
But they're doing so because they have been hoodwinked to believe that the white people are the bad guys when, in fact, it's the Jews.
That's right. Right.
Right.
Joe Slovo was a Jewish communist agent behind Nelson Mandela and
from Lithuania,
who arranged for all the political subterfuge that eliminated the apartheid regime. Okay? Now, at the same time, the Jews of the world, they believe in that apartheid state of Israel. That state even has a concrete wall between themselves and the Palestinians, yet nobody calls it racism. Nobody calls it apartheid. That's total hypocrisy, Luke 12:1. Okay? So that should be a sufficient intro for Hein.
Okay, come on, Hein. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Dr. Carly and Pastor Eli and Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I suspected that, Hein, I have to interrupt you. I suspected that the Skype connection wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, Bill Gates doesn't like this information. Okay,
yeah, so he's faded out, so we are prepared for this. Hein, if you can hear me, go ahead and use your phone.
Let him try again.
Okay, can you try one more time?
Okay, is this better?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Carly.
I can't hear him.
Okay, the station's going to call him back. It's not working.
Okay, it's not working. Can he call in? I want you to announce the call-in number, and he'll call you.
Well, the station is going to call him.
Okay. I think he's in it back again. You there, Hein?
Yes, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so far, so good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I will be visiting.
Wow.
We all have to mute while he talks. Mute everybody.
I mute.
We want to talk to the American people and let them know what is happening. So,
Okay, it's not working.
It's not working.
I'll
send him a message.
Okay, the station's Skyping him. They're going to call him. But in the meantime, can you just give the overview of what his group is trying to do?
Okay, so the Boer people, who are the original settlers of southern Africa, established their own culture. It's a very high culture as in America and Europe. And what happened was that the Rothschild, once gold and diamonds were discovered in southern Africa, the Rothschilds instigated a program of emigration from Britain to set up a British-controlled colony, which, as it grew, became the enemy of the Boer people. And what the Rothschilds did was they used this war by immigration, which turned into a shooting war. The British actually set up the first concentration camps in which Boer women and children were being starved to death while the British army was making war against the Boer people, while the Rothschilds and the Beers family and other Jewish families started taking over the mining and gold operations and stole it away from the Boer people.
Okay, first of all, who are the Boer people?
They're not
people of color, right? They're
primarily Dutch Germans who migrated to southern Africa.
Okay, go ahead, Hein. Go ahead.
Dr. Carly, the Boer people are descendants from Dutch, German, French, and Irish people.
Okay. That doesn't seem to be working.
Hello?
Did you call his hard line number or back through Skype?
I think he's on Skype.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to waste a lot of time just trying to make the connection.
Right. So, use your cell phone. Call with your cell phone and we'll see how that works, okay? Okay, so I'll just continue with the situation. So the Boer people were attacked by the British Empire. This was one of the most brutal wars of history.
Wait. Start again with who the Boer people are.
Okay, well, they're not. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, hi.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Who are the Boer people, Hein?
Now
we can hear you.
Now, yeah.
Okay,
now,
Dr.
Charlie. People are. Okay.
The Boer people are descendants from Dutch, German, French, and English settlers that came to South Africa and settled here. We are a pure white race. Most of us have got blue eyes, most of us have got blonde hair, and yeah, we are white people.
You're true Christians.
And
true Christians.
We are true Christians.
Okay.
I think we have the same Christian values and the same faith in God that the Southern from the United States have.
Okay.
You're not a Judeo-Christian?
Sorry, Bill?
He's asking about Judeo-Christianity in South Africa and how...
Yes, we've got a huge group of the Boer people are what we call the Israel tooth.
Yes.
We all believe that the Western people, the black people in the Western Hemisphere are descendants from the tribes of Israel.
Right.
But you're not talking about the serpent seed line when you say that. You're talking about the tribes that Pastor Eli James talks about on his website, correct?
That's correct, yes. I agree with Pastor Eli.
Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead. What's happening in South Africa that we're not hearing about on Fox News?
Yeah. All the news agencies that belong to the Jews, you will not hear the truth. I will be visiting the United States in a few weeks' time to go around with Pastor Eli, and then I would want to discuss everything that's happening in South Africa at the moment, what the ANC is doing, and where we are heading in a few months' time, and we believe that South Africa is heading for a civil war, and an apocalypse of huge proportions that's going to happen within the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
That the Jews are going to cause, because that's how they operate.
Yes. Now, they finally want to get rid of the white people in South Africa. They don't want us to come back and establish our own independent country. They don't want us to crawl back into the economy of this country. They are letting us get poorer and poorer by the year, and they are very afraid of us getting hold of the economy again or establishing an own state from where we can build our own economy. I apologize.
Right.
So, because unfortunately, let me just mention, there's a pattern in practice. See, I always look at the big picture. And there's a pattern in practice as to how these psychopaths operate. Unfortunately, many of the leaders of the native cultures, be they native Indians, be they Aboriginals in Australia, be they, you know, black people in South Africa, they will basically make them an offer to sell their soul for cash. And
right.
They will do so. And that's what's going on. We see this in the Native Americans, you know, basically being allowed to build casinos, getting rid of all their ancient wisdom, and everything that they have that matters. They sell their souls for cash, and they buy into all of this. And it sounds
it's not even real money, Dr. Carly. It's Jew fiat script.
Yeah, I know, money. I know. But my point is that they're selling their souls for cash, and it sounds to me like the people of color in South Africa who were tortured for many decades under the regime that was there, that was run by the Jews, but now they're turning on the very people who were trying to tell them what was going on in the first place. Right, Hein?
Yeah, what's happening since the blacks came to power, and that whole hoax around, no, they were not tortured. There was some police brutality towards them, but there were no mass destruction or distinction of the blacks in South Africa. A lot of them are actually telling us that they had a better life under apartheid than they are having under the ANC. But the truth about South Africa is that they are now entering the second phase of their revolution. The first phase being taking the political control of the country. And in the period of the first phase, all the ANC fat cats and their friends lined their pockets with the riches of the country. And now the proletariat are asking them, but what did they get out of this deal? So they are now looking seriously at nationalization of the mining and banking industry, nationalization of agricultural land, and in that's the way, and as they do that by making the white people all over again the source of the poverty in this country. So they say by taking away all that from the white people and just giving it to the blacks, they will share in the wealth of the country.
That's communism, right? You have just described communism.
Well,
it's
not
pure
only
communism.
That, not only that, but the wealth of the country. How is it being manipulated? They're using heart frequencies, all kinds of things to play with the weather. You know, there's so many manipulations that are being done. So it's not just a matter of, you know, turning over, you know, the natural resources to these slave work units of the Jews. There's all kinds of other manipulations going on that they may not even have a clue about.
Right.
There's definitely, yes, possible.
Yeah, why don't you go into what's happening to the white farmers, and you know, because people need to be aware that there is actually a genocide occurring against white people in South Africa, and the Jewish media refuses to cover it.
And that's also coming to all the Western European countries throughout the world.
That's right.
What's happening currently, 1994, there was an increase in murders in South Africa. Currently, South Africa is one of the highest crime-ridden countries in the world. But since the ANC government came into power in 94, the white people of South Africa, but mainly the Afrikaner farmers, have been subjected to the most brutal murders the world has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Over the period of April 1994 till January 2011, 3,761 white people have been brutally murdered on farms in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
All these murders have been committed by young black men, and in some cases, women were involved as well. Now, according to Dutch journalist Adriana Strait, a former anti-apartheid activist, she was quoted saying the following: Why has the South African farmer become the world's most endangered species? Why are South Africa's few remaining commercial farmers now most at risk of being murdered in the whole world? They are being murdered at 264 per 100,000 population group. It is the highest in the world. Now, the murder rate has since increased to over 300 per 100,000 population group, and the ANC government still denies the fact that this is a priority crime. Now, here is what the government's track record is on this issue. They have imposed a moratorium on the publication of crime statistics in the country.
Wow.
And if they do release those statistics, they never mention farm murders as a specific crime. They have disbanded the commando system, a traditionally white community defense system, in use since the time of the Dutch government in the Cape of Good Hope. All arms and ammunition were confiscated and the structures made redundant. They have imposed the gun ownership law, under which it is sometimes impossible to obtain a license to own a gun for protection.
Right.
Some applications received by the South African police have not been attended to over a 5-year period. And all the guns under the previous laws were declared illegal and has to be submitted to the police. They have consistently declared in official press releases that the farm murders and attacks are ordinary crime and will not be regarded as a priority crime.
Wow.
Now, if you consider there were over 3,000 people killed in the horrible day of the U.S. 9/11 attacks.
Yes.
And for that, America went to worldwide war against terrorism. More than 3,000 of our people have been killed in farm attacks. It is still going on. It is a weekly occurrence. And the international community, under the auspice of the ANC, just say nothing about this.
Yes.
What about the UN? Any mention in the UN about these crimes against humanity?
Dr. Carly, there were several reports sent to the United Nations, to U.S. Senate, to the High Court in Brussels. Nothing has come from this. You know, South Africa has signed and ratified the Rome Statute of 2002. And it does party to the fact that genocide and anybody instigating it or being guilty of it is guilty of an international crime.
Right.
Yeah.
For example, in 2009, a popular singer from Rwanda, Simon Bankindi, was found guilty by the International Tribunal in terms of the Rome Statute of instigating genocide. The singer wrote and sang songs played continuously over Rwanda radio stations in 1994 that directly related to the actions of genocide from more than a million Tutsis in Rwanda by the Hutus. In court, it was mentioned that some of the murderers were singing his song while hacking the victims to death.
Right.
And he was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. Now, a lot of government ministers under the previous leadership of Julius Malema continuously sing this song, "Kill the Farmer, Kill the Boer."
Right.
And we have gone to court many times, yes, and in international terms, telling the world that this is instigation to genocide. And still under the Jewish press, nothing gets done about this. Nobody adheres to our pleas. I have some horrible photographs that I wish the world to see of how these people are being tortured for hours before they are being killed. Women are being horrendously raped and tortured for hours before anybody, or before they are being killed. And still the world turns a blind eye.
Yes.
You know, in the Rwanda genocide, Rwanda at that stage was part of the Security Council. And Rwanda at that time had a seat, and they argued that the claims of genocide in a country were exaggerated and that the government was doing all that it could to stop it. And by the time the world took notice, about a million Hutus were killed, or a million of the Tutsi were killed. And it is very interesting that Bill Clinton later said that if they reacted earlier, then a lot of lives could be spared. The same thing is happening at the moment. The South African government is part of the Security Council, and they tell the world that is normal crime. It is ordinary crime.
Genocide. Right.
But interesting that the International Genocide Watch has upped South Africa's rating to 6 about a year and a half back. And they are coming to South Africa this next week to do an assessment again. And since last week, the government has been closing websites and blogs that are specifically focusing on the genocide of the Boer community.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, this is happening everywhere, Hein. Here in the States, you know, there's over 100,000 people being killed by Big Pharma every year. That's what they admit to. We have Obama and his drones killing people. He's got his kill list. The Jews have taken control of the term genocide, and they use it to their advancement. You know, apparently only when Jews are killed is it called genocide. Otherwise, you know, they can basically use it for their end game, and depopulation of the earth is obviously a very big important goal. But please tell the listeners how they can access your shows or appearances that you're going to be doing with Pastor Eli James, because, you know, it's all important. And once again, I was sending out a call to the Christian churches. Hello, where are you? What are you doing?
Where are you, Christian? Where's your backbone? Where's your morality? Where's your compassion?
Right.
I think Pastor Eli can answer that question a bit better, but we, him and I, are working on a program that we will follow when I'm over there to try and reach as many people as possible. I have set my goal to win the minds and the hearts of the good people of America, so that they can see what's going on in South Africa, and to take the hand of the Southerners, the true Americans, so we are brethren in the end. There are a lot of similarities in our histories. We fear the same God. We believe the same, that we've got a blood band with the soil that we come from. And, to see if we can build strong relationships with you guys.
Yes.
Okay, well, basically, it's people of conscience versus psychopaths. That's what we're bringing it down
to.
Right. And I hope that you will educate yourself, Hein, as to the genocide being committed with vaccination programs. Because the outright slaughtering, that's one thing. But the biological weapons, those are kind of being hidden. And that's another one of the disgusting things that the Christian missionaries are doing. They're allegedly going to third world countries to bring the word of God, but they always have their vaccine needles with them. Okay. Pastor Eli, please tell the listeners how they can follow Hein's cause.
Right.
Because we're all in this together. This genocide is being committed against all of us by these psychopathic Jews. How can they follow this, and what's going to be happening in the future?
Well, the great genociders are pretending to be God's chosen people, and as long as the people of the world believe this gargantuan lie, they will not appreciate the level of violence and intrigue that is being created by the synagogue of Satan, namely International Talmudic Jewry, going on today. So we're just in the initial stages of, we're going to set up a website which will have plenty of photos and articles about what's actually going on in South Africa, with links to how the Jews are genociding people in other places of the world, because they're using the Arabs to destroy Christian culture in Britain and in other parts of Europe. They're using the blacks to destroy our culture here in America with, only whites can be charged with hate crimes, and the level of violence committed against whites is about 100 times worse than vice versa. The newspapers never say anything about this. And Hein and I have a schedule. We've developed a schedule. We'll be primarily operating in Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and that area, because there's a lot of expatriate South Africans who are living in that area, and we hope to reunite with them and bring them aboard on this cause. So once we get the website established, then you know, donation links, etc., people can support us in doing that. And then we have more shows like this scheduled for the whole time that Hein is going to be here. Okay, and that'll be toward around Labor Day. Okay.
And I welcome you to, you know, we'll keep in contact and you'll let me know. I'll have you back on at that point. Hein, a very strong suggestion to you. When you're told to go through the TSA scanner, which will unravel your DNA and give you cancer, I would suggest to you that instead you opt for the, the physical abuse, sexual abuse pat down instead, because, you know, although that's going to be traumatic, that's not going to kill you. And in fact, I just need you both to comment on this, because I don't think the listeners are getting this fact of who the Jews are going against. Because the actual people in the Bible, and this is a hard thing for people to realize, especially if they're of color or whatever, but who are the actual people that are talked about in Scripture that are the 12 tribes of Israel? According to your website, Pastor Eli, they are Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, and Caucasian peoples.
That's right.
And apparently, that's why they're being murdered.
Yes.
By Esau.
Yeah, by Esau. And Bill pointed out exactly what the actual situation is. We have the genealogy of the Edomites in the Old Testament and the New given to us. And we have the genealogy of the actual Israelite people, which were prophesied to become another people, have a new language, which is English, and that they would forget their identity, and then they would remember who they are toward the end times, okay? And all of this has come true only within the Caucasian Israelite population. We also have a heraldry, which always relates to the 12 tribes of Israel. For example, the British crown, their heraldry is the unicorn of Joseph and the lion of Judah on their shield. No other people have such heraldry, which dates back and goes back to the Israelite tribes, okay? On my website, anybody who is interested in this subject, read the Marks of Israel. That's one of the, just go to my website, anglo-saxonisrael.com, read that article, and it gives 20 marks of showing, proving, that we Caucasians are the Israelites of the Bible, and that how the Jews have been impersonating us for the last 2,150 years. And then there's also a slideshow called the Migration Chronicles slideshow, which takes you all through all the Bible verses and the actual history of the migrations of the 12 tribes, what nations they founded, and none of them were founded by Jews. Jesus Christ said to the apostles, "You shall not have gone over the cities of Israel until the Son of Man be come." In other words, what he was saying, there will be so many Israelites, and the Israelites will have built so many cities, that he will not have been able to evangelize them until I come again. Which means that we have to be an immense population, and we are. The Jews have always been a small population. They are the people of his curse. They are the Edomites, who he says he will destroy with his own hand at the second coming.
Well, we are a large population, but we're being killed off with biological weapons.
That's right.
And I would like to give Bill the opportunity now, because as I said, he has helped me a lot learn about these things, because I frankly just don't have time to, educate myself, and Bill works with you. Bill, if you could please share with the listeners the three groups that are basically of this satanic tribe, because that really helped me a lot.
Yes, ma'am, Dr. Colley. Well, firstly, before I do that, I want to say that what Pastor Eli pointed to is something that, to put in like common parlance, everyone's heard of the phrase identity theft, identity thieves. The Jews are the master identity thieves of all time.
Right.
Okay. And, please think about that, people. Yeah. Okay. A lot of the devil is like a mirror opposite of Yahweh God and His ways. We have Adam. Everyone descended from him as an Adamite. He went to with Shem. Everyone descended from Shem was called a Shemite. Then he had a great 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 grandson Eber. Everyone descended from Eber is called a Hebrew. Then all the way down to the Abraham and the Abrahamic covenant, which was only given to Abraham and his pure race descendants, you have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Everyone descended from Jacob is called an Israelite. And if you read Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38, you see the direct racial lineage of Jesus Christ, all the way from him and Joseph, all the way up to Adam. Adam was a son of God. God is holy.
Wait, let me underline what you just said, because it's very important. Hebrews and Israelites have nothing to do with Jews, correct?
Correct. The closest the Jews are to Shem is through Esau.
Right.
Esau was a race mixer. Esau reviled and rebuked his birthright. Esau race mixed in with the Canaanites. And they were devil worshippers. They were children. They sacrificed their children to God Moloch. They were cannibals.
Yeah.
And so the closest that Jew is to Shem or Semite is through Esau. And Esau, God hated. Jacob, God loved. Now the three branches of modern Jewry who are considered Edom is the sons of Cain, the sons of Canaan, and the sons of Esau. Those are the three main branches of those who are called modern Jewry today who are actually from there. One of the caveats with those who consider themselves Ashkenazi Jews is when the Turco-Mongolian Jews were kicked out of Asia, they took over a land which was approximately 1 million square miles. They conquered about 25 million native farmers who were native to there. So when they took over and they took over that land, that was called Khazaria, okay, but not everyone that lived in Khazaria who was underneath the Jewish Edomite king were actually Edomites. There are those who think they're Jewish who really aren't Jewish.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
But the Jews don't care. They want to rule the world through their Edomite conspiracy. The Bible says they are confederate against us. That's talking about a conspiracy, right? And we have to know who Israel is and who Esau Edom is to understand politics and religion, okay? If we don't know who Israel really is and if we don't know who the Jews really are, then we're mixing up the good guys with the bad guys. And
right.
The bad guy is wearing the white suit with the white hat, and we're mistaking him for, who was the cowboy? Tonto and I can't remember the name of the cowboy.
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger, right? So they're pretending to be the Lone Ranger because they put on a white hat, but they're really the bad guy. Okay?
Like in the medical system, they put on their white coat. Okay?
That's right.
All right.
All of Israel are the pure race.
Go.
I'm sorry. We're almost
out of time. I'm trying to read Skype comments. Did you get through the three groups that we've talked about? So you talked about Cain and Abel.
Yes. The Kenites, all the sons of Cain, Cainites, the Canaanites, and the Edomites. Those are the three main branches of the serpent seed line of the devil.
That's right. And they're known as Jews today. Yep.
And that's an important point that I'm trying to get people to realize. I don't claim to know anything about anything, okay? The spiritual stuff, I'm still struggling with, especially why evil is allowed to occur. I'm having a problem with that. Having dedicated my life to telling the truth and undergoing nothing but suffering. And if the reward that's being held out to me is that I will be in heaven, I even have a problem with that because right now I'm in hell. My son's being tortured. And so, you know, I would rather not have even come here in the first place. I wish they would kill me because I don't care to be in this world. But
we want justice.
Therefore, you don't fear the world. You don't fear the world, and therefore you will be able to overcome the world. That's actually
overcome the
your
world?
Motivation.
right?
Okay, it's not helping my son. It's not helping.
That's right. No, we can do another show on that issue. You know, thoroughly cover the issue of evil and why it exists and why Yahweh allows it, you know, in certain instances.
Okay, give us the big picture. That's the question I'm looking for an answer for. Why is it allowed? Why do good people have as their reward never-ending torture?
That's not their reward.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'm sorry,
but if you're trying to tell people their reward is in heaven, that's like an incomprehensible thing.
The Bible says the reward is here on earth if we obey his laws, okay?
What's the reward?
Eternal life. Paul talks about those of us who will go through the day of tribulation in the flesh and will receive our glory bodies, which Adam and Eve lost way back 6,000 years ago, without having to die.
Okay.
We will be transformed just like Elijah and Enoch were.
Okay.
The first is a complicated subject.
How do we know? How do we know? Okay, so we'll do another whole show. We'll schedule that. How do we know when we received our glory body? Because
when
right
we have
now,
the evil, when we have the evil removed from among us.
That's right.
Okay, well that's not happening.
No, why?
So it hasn't come yet.
It is. The Jews are shooting themselves in the foot. Right? We can see that the fact that we're having this discussion is revealing the power of Esau, Edom in the world, their banking operations, their genocidal wars. The fact that we are bringing this truth to the world is their undoing. Okay, we're causing them to panic because they know that we know.
Well, I do agree with that. And that's why I laugh, is they constantly interfere with my shows.
That's right.
And do whatever they have to do. I waste a lot of time trying to keep my websites online and things of that nature. But that's how I know that I'm over the target. But that
that's
does
right.
not help me overcome the
right.
torture that I go through every day of knowing my son is being satanically
right.
ritually abused.
Right. Okay.
And there's no reward that's going to reward me for that.
Right. Right.
Nothing. Okay?
Well, I have several examples that I can bring to your attention when we actually cover this particular subject. Okay.
Okay.
So, whenever you feel like you want to do it, you know, we can do a show on this particular subject. Why does Yahweh allow evil?
Give the big picture answer, please. And we will do the show, but
yeah.
Give the big picture answer.
Well, I mentioned it earlier, the fact that, you know, when I talked about the rebellion of Lucifer and how we have free will and people choose of their own free will to do evil. Okay. The fact
Wait a minute. It's the psychopaths that are using
it. Well,
okay.
See, the problem for most of our people is they can't comprehend the fact that there are psychopaths who never will do good.
Right.
They believe the religious lie that these people will be converted when, in fact, the Bible says they will not convert.
Okay, we're almost out of time. So
okay.
The psychopaths are the only ones that have free will, right?
No. All of us have free will. But they're the ones who are ultimately going to be punished. Their names will be written out of the book of life, and they will be destroyed. Read Matthew chapter 13.
Okay.
The tares will be gathered and burnt.
Hold on. We're out of time.
Okay.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
Okay.
That's
well,
not good
enough
for me. Okay.
Very good. So we can discuss that.
Okay. So all I can say is we're out of time. I thank you very much, Pastor Eli and Bill and Hein, for being on the show. We're going to have to continue this because people have to be woken up not only to how the Jews have, basically corrupted all religions, but also what is the motivation
right.
to do the right thing? Because if you're going to tell us it's heaven, okay, there's no proof that heaven exists. So we have to come up with another answer.
Well,
Dr. Pauly, I said, what do you think,
Bill? Yes.
Go ahead, Bill.
I would just like to say, Hein, Yahweh bless you, brother, and all who you love.
Amen.
Thank you very much, people, and thanks for having me.
Okay,
and we'll continue the conversation. Thank you, folks, for listening in, and we will continue the conversation. Please access Pastor Eli James's website and, check out when Hein is coming to the United States. hopefully not going through TSA scanning, and so he will not be destroyed by their biological and electronic weapons. And, you know, all I can say is, people, ask yourself the question, what's going on? Please join us and try to figure out what we can do to stop these monsters. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.